Most teenagers and young children attempting to migrate to the United States from Honduras never make it. Many are apprehended in Guatemala and Mexico and brought to this processing center for returned migrants in San Pedro Sula. A 19-year-old woman traveling with her son, who does not want her face shown, says she went in search of a better life.
I will go again because, as I told you, getting a job here is scarce.
In Honduras, 60% of the people live in poverty, and crime and gang violence are serious problems. But these conditions have existed for years. Alexander Leyva with the Ministry of Labor and Social Security says the cause of the current surge is the spread of false promises in the region that certain migrants who make it to the U.S. border will be given amnesty.
That is, if they immigrate with a minor, they would get special or preferential treatment so they can go in and work in the United States, and that is completely false.
These stories often cite President Obama's 2012 ruling to end deportations of young illegal immigrants. But what has gotten lost in translation is that this ruling applies only to immigrants who already had been living in the country for the last 5 years.
This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship.
Outside of Tegucigalpa, a group called FUNMIRED raises money to help resettle deportees. The group's leader, Carlos Diaz, says the story he heard was that the U.S. was offering amnesty for a limited time.
It seems there was a last-minute publication that amnesty, for I don't know what, was expiring. But from then on was when the children and parents began to immigrate with greater frequency.
Some, like Billy Noel, have also heard it is easy to claim refugee status to escape gang violence.
Yes, I was told that the government will let you stay over there. You could ask for political asylum or pay a bail.
In part to counter the amnesty rumors, the U.S. is conducting a high-profile and accelerated deportation process. It is also considering setting up a refugee screening process that would allow legitimate claims to be addressed in Honduras and not at the border. Brian Patton, VOA News, Tegucigalpa.